Bible reading number 340, 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 16, desiring a good work. Paul wrote these words. This statement is something you can trust. If a man wants to be an overseer, he desires a good work. An overseer must be above suspicion, must be a faithful married man, must be sensible, must have self-control, must be organized, must love people enough to invite them into his home, must be a good teacher, must not be addicted to wine, must not be a violent man, must be gentle, must be peaceful, must not love money, must lead his own family well, must have children who put themselves under his authority with all respect. If a man doesn't know how to lead his own family, then he would not know how to take care of the family of God. He must not be a new convert. He might become boastful and fall into the same condemnation as the devil. And he must have good things said about him by outsiders. Then he will not fall into shame in a trap of the devil. Traits of servants of a congregation. In the same way, deacons must be respectable, must be sincere, must not drink too much wine, must not be greedy for dirty money, must hold on to the secret of the faith with a clear conscience. These men must be tested first. If no one accuses them, then let them serve as deacons. Their wives must be the same way, respectable, not gossips, sensible, and trustworthy in all things. Deacons must be faithful married men. They must lead their children and their homes well. The men who serve well as deacons will win for themselves a very good position, and they will be more confident about the faith of Christ Jesus. God's community. As I write these things to you, I am hoping to come to you soon. But if I'm late, you will know how we must live in God's family, the people who have answered the call of the living God. We are the pillar and foundation of the truth. We must agree that the secret of our religion is great. Christ appeared in a human body. He was shown to be right by the Spirit. He was seen by angels. He was proclaimed among the nations. He was believed in the world. He was taken up to heaven.